Hi, I'm Alex Holman, winemaker at Notre Vue Estate here in Windsor, California, and my word is native fermentation. So native fermentation really just goes to the point that you're not adding yeast at millions of cells per milliliter of juice to eat your sugar. And all the yeast come off the grapes or from your natural microflora in your winery. They're generally all Saccharomyces yeast, but there are some other native flora that will ferment juice 1 or 2 degrees, and then they die at 3 to 5% alcohol. So native fermentation is always a combination of yeast, and what you're really doing is slowing the kinetics of the fermentation. So when you dump a bunch of yeast after cold soak into a wine, especially Pinot Noirs, perfect example, it can ferment in 2 days and you're done. Now that is a fast, furious fermentation, and a lot of the aromatics and the fruit esters are blown off during fermentation. So it's a less fruity, fruit center end result. Native fermentation is much slower and can take anywhere of 2 weeks to go start to finish. A lot of winemakers in the early days were afraid because they would stick, and if your native bug is not strong, then you have to be really careful about how you add nutrients. The part where people go wrong with native is they think everything has to be natural. The only thing we're doing is bringing native yeast from the vineyard that are on the grape to start our colony. So all the nutrients that you would rehydrate a normal yeast, they go straight into the fermenter. And now you're giving the small amount of colony of yeast food, because they need food too. And then also, during those first 3 days of fermentation, you can't put enough oxygen in your juice. So if you're doing punch downs, 4 punch downs a day is trying to get oxygen, but you're also beating up and getting more extraction. So you really have to do either a pump over, gravity feed pump over, or rack and return, however you want to do it, but getting oxygen into the juice during fermentation, because they need as much help as possible to keep going, and because you're starting with a much smaller colony. So you really have to nurture that colony a lot more. And I feel it just makes a more delicate wine. Or in the early days, if you let it run away, a native fermentation can get really funky. And I am not an advocate of that. I'm a purist from pure good wine flavors. And so it's an oxymoron, but my intention is clean native fermentation. And that means that there's not excess acetic acid or VA, no ethyl acetate, no bad ferment, no medicine cabinet, all these other fermentations that come from either too much oxidative, too much reductive, there's all kinds of flaws that happen during fermentation. And so native fermentation is just a much slower, much genteel type of fermentation. And it really works well with a lot of different varieties. And I'm excited to get started doing native fermentation here at Notre Vue and keep this thing going. And my GSM is gonna be a co-fermented native fermentation lot. And you lose control blending, but that's where the artistry comes in with co-fermentation. And that's a whole nother word.